and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Prairie Land Partners, John Deere, located 1 mile west of Emporia on West Highway 50, delivering the right solution.
The John Deere 6M started with the livestock and hay producer who needs a powerful loader tractor with incredible visibility and maneuverability to easily make your way around those tight corrals, feed your herd, and bale your hay. A strong tractor is equipped with the features you need to accomplish any chore. From 110 to 195 horsepower, the 6M is fully customizable, so you get everything you need and nothing you don't. Visit your local Prairie Land Partners for details.
Delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners.
KBOE live and local. Good morning. It is 7:19, 13 degrees, wind chill of minus 3 on this Monday morning as we head into the final couple of days of January. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KBOE Sutherland studio line by Johnny Leach and to talk about No Coast Film Festival activities. Johnny, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How you doing?
We're doing all right, Johnny. How are things going at No Coast Film Festival here early in the 2023 season?
Yes, it is our fifth year, and we are doing more than we've ever done before. We're super excited, and we've got a huge lineup of events this year, starting with March 11th, just before the Oscar festivities on the 12th. The first year, No Coast is bringing to Emporia the official Oscar-nominated short films. It's so hard to find these throughout the year, and the announcement of which films were nominated was only just dropped. And so for many people, you've only got 1 month to scramble and try to see these films to try to, you know, fill out your Oscar ballot and win at your Oscar party. And many years ago, I was down in Wichita, and I saw an event they did there. You could go watch all of the animated and the live action and the documentary films. And I've been working through No Coast to try to bring that event here to Emporia, and we finally pulled it off. So at the Granada Theater, Saturday, March 11th, doors open at 10 a.m. We're going to have the animated shorts, nice long break for lunch, and then coming back in the afternoon for the live action short films. Really excited about this programming.
Yeah, it's definitely comes through, Johnny. And you know, you mentioned here getting things spun around after the recent announcement of the Oscar nominees. What goes into getting something like this put together as quickly as you did?
Well, as I said, this has been many years in the making because as opposed to the festival that we put on in August, where filmmakers submit their films to us, with this event, we had to go out and find the distributor for these films. So that involved me getting in touch with somebody down in Wichita to find out where they get the films from, getting in touch with a company called Shorts.TV. They're based out of Europe, to find the right contact for the domestic distribution rights, and that was somebody at Magnolia Pictures, and then emailing back and forth with them. And then finding a sponsor to put on this event. Lyon County State Bank has stepped up and helped us with the funds to pay for the distribution rights to show these films. So big thank you to Brad over at Lyon County for that. And then working with the Granada to find an appropriate date. The Granada is working with us to put this event on. So it's a lot of moving pieces, a lot of emails, a lot of contacts, and everything just coalesced together, and it's working out.
So this will be an all-day event then, Johnny?
Yeah, from about 10 to 5, I'd say, on Saturday.
Gotcha. What else is going to be part of things? What else can people can enjoy while they're kind of coming in and out and enjoying the short films that will be presented?
Yeah. So we'll have, you know, of course, merch tables set up. We'll be promoting all of the rest of the No Coast calendar throughout the year. At the end of March, we're partnering with Lyon County History Center. I believe Lisa was on with you guys last week talking about the Roaring Twenties events that we're going to have. And throughout the rest of the year, we're going to have so many short film, silent movie, classic film events. So people will be able to check out our calendar and see all those events that are coming around. They'll have a chance to look at our volunteer opportunities because to put on so many events, we're looking for many hands to make light work. So if people want to help out, they can check out NoCoastFilmFest.com, get a free T-shirt, and if they want to pick up any other merch at this event, they'll be able to do so as well. We're trying to work with Main Street and their new Fab Lab to try to create some special items that are unique to these events. So people can come and check those out. That's still in the works, so can't talk too much about it.
And Johnny Leach, No Coast Film Festivals, and boy, big event coming up March 11th at the Granada Theater. Any admission for that event, Johnny?
Yeah, it'll be $5 because we have to pay for distribution. So five bucks for each block, $10 for both of them.
Well,
but kids under 10 are going to be free because we've got that animated block in the morning.
Yeah.
Boy, that's a great deal considering the, you know, the level of entertainment that's going to be at the Granada Theater coming up in March. Johnny, you mentioned here about, you know, this specific event, but also kind of how you use the term coalescing, and really the momentum that's now developed behind No Coast Film Festival the last couple of years, clearly obvious in activities like this that are driven towards the main event coming up this fall, but not exactly initially connected to it.
That's right. One of the missions of No Coast is to elevate these stories that aren't often told, those being stories of the No Coast region here, but also highlighting short film because it's such an amazing genre within film. We're also coalescing. We're going to be working with Hank at the Halfway to Everywhere Festival. We've just launched the Film Freeway intake portion of the Halfway to Everywhere No Coast Film Fest partnership. We're going to be putting on a music video festival. So again, highlighting these genres of film that aren't often seen. And all of these events are meant to excite people about short film and encourage folks to create their own stories that all push towards that main event. It's going to be August 25th through 27th of 2023 at the Granada. That is the free No Coast Film Fest.
Well, it sounds like the branches to the No Coast Film Festival tree will be in full bloom here in 2023.
That's right.
There is no doubt about that. Well, Johnny, keep up the great work. Keep us posted on the activities.
Thank you.
And you're welcome here anytime.
Appreciate it. Yeah, if anybody wants to check out our website, nocoastfilmfest.com, you can check out our schedule, volunteer if you want to get involved. We'd love to see folks come around.
Awesome. Johnny, thanks much, and best of luck here with the everything you got cooking here for 23.
Thanks, Chuck.
Thanks, Johnny. See you later. Yeah, Johnny Leach, No Coast Film Festival, a plenty on their calendar here this year. Huh?
Boy, you're not kidding. Yeah. And again, the Oscar animated shorts will be March 11th at the Granada Theater. NoCoastFilmFest.com is where you want to go for more information. Want to let you know that we have basically the back half of our morning show schedule open for now. Likely this will really start filling in a bit here with once we get past the open of business hours here today. But Wednesday, Thursday, Friday newsmakers are open, so are the 8:20 Newsmaker 2 slots for Wednesday, Thursday. You want one of those, call us at 620-342-1400. Newsmaker segment tomorrow has Susan Atchison joining us, which means it's time to start talking preparations for area St. David's Day activities.
And Friday will be taken, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we'll, of course, be first Friday.
Yep.
Kayla Mock. Coming up in February. Nice to have you tuned in here on a Monday morning. Ron Thomas, Chuck Samples, and Gray here. Cold start to the day. There's no doubt about that. 13 degrees with a wind chill of -3 here. KVOE Live and Local. Our newsmaker brought to you this morning by Prairie Land Partners John Deere. 1 mile west of Emporia on Highway 50. Prairie Land Partners John Deere. Delivering the right solution. It is 727. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next. Great shows at the Emporia Granada Theater. Keep on coming with the Glenn Miller Orchestra. With their unique jazz sound, the Glenn Miller Orchestra is considered to be one of the greatest bands of all time. Don't miss them Friday, February 3rd for an amazing night of unmistakable big band sound. Tickets are on sale now, starting at just $20. Buy yours online at EmporiaGranada.com or through the Granada Theater box office at 805 Commercial. It's the very best big band sound. Don't miss a night with the Glenn Miller Orchestra, Friday, February 3rd at the Emporia Granada Theater. The Glenn Miller Orchestra. great show coming up this weekend at the Granada Theater. KVOE Live and Local, good morning, 728. It is 13 degrees. TV 13 meteorologist Doug Myers in with the weather. Brought to you this morning by Hag Pharmacy, where the nature of their business is taking care of people with their family approach and free local delivery. Hag Pharmacy, 1400 West 12th. And by Hand in Hand Hospice, serving Chase, Coffee, Greenwood, Lyon, Morris, and Osage County. Stop by their office at 1201 West 12th or call 340-6177.
From Channel 13, I'm meteorologist Doug Myers with your forecast for the week ahead. A frigid start to the week with